once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, on this absolutely glorious Wednesday evening. Neil, we had a great week of weather or what?
What?
Exactly. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. It's been pretty nice.
This
whole week, and the weekend was pretty good, and the rest of this week is going to be pretty good. They're talking about a little rain for Saturday or something, but
we'll be ready for it.
Saturday evening. Yeah.
So, we welcome into studio Miss Tanya Hart, Mr. Matt Wendell from the Fort Recovery Youth Sports Organization, right?
Correct.
Exactly. Friso. So, first of all, let's talk about Friso. When did it start?
A couple weeks ago. I'm going to guess 7 or 8 years ago, maybe. Does that sound about right? Before that, the town ran it, and they hired somebody to take care of it, and it was a crazy job for one person because you do everything in 6 weeks, and you get everything ready, you get everything, and it's just a madhouse. There's more than one person could really do.
I would guess 10 or 12 because I think
has it been that long?
Fourth round.
Oh, okay.
It seems like everybody does 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
And they rotate people out.
Yep. So how long have you two been involved?
That's
easier to answer than the first one.
So I've only got 1 year under my belt.
Yep.
So this will be year two for me.
This is actually going to be my last year. This will be my third year.
This will be your third?
Yep.
So... I'm assuming, since we have Matt and Tanya here, that Tanya's in charge of the girl stuff and Matt in charge of the boy stuff?
I am actually the treasurer, so.
You're the treasurer.
I'm the director of the girls' travel teams.
Okay.
So the older girls that travel to the different towns, I have that, and Sierra Wepker has the girls that stay in town in Fort Recovery.
Gotcha. Okay, so from a Friso standpoint, this has got to be your busiest time of year just from a preparation standpoint, right?
Actually, for directors, we're kind of winding down. The schedules are set. Teams are set. For, like, Tim and I, he's the boys director. Our busy is from, like, January to March.
Really?
Yes, that's when everything's coming together. The end of March was the girls' scheduling meeting.
Yes.
Was that the end of March? Yep. So, yeah.
So. Then Matt, what are you in charge of?
So, I'm basically, of course, the treasury, all the ins and outs of the money that goes through Friso. And then I deal with all the sponsorships. So, all the letters that go out to local businesses, chasing those down. And then all the signage that goes on the fields, the big home plates that you see with all the businesses' names, that's a certain sponsorship level. And then you see the baseball bats with individual businesses' names, that's another sponsorship tier. And then, of course, you see the banners on the outfield, which it's great because we get new banners every year. So we get more and more people sponsoring at that top tier money level. So we have a total of 20 businesses in the area that donated that top level, which is the most we ever had.
That's a lot. Do you have space for them? Awesome. Probably got that. Takes about two-thirds of it, maybe?
We talked about that last night.
We're not sure how that's going to work yet.
I think we got enough for two more, maybe, after this year. So it's a good problem to have. But
yeah.
So we got three new ones this year.
That's awesome.
It is. It's amazing.
So... I tell you what, let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk about how many different leagues and teams and stuff we have going on at any one time. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 15th, and you can pick up the dinners from noon to 2 p.m. at the new baseball facility. There will also be a baseball doubleheader with the South Adams Starfires that day, starting at 11 a.m., so just bring the family and make a day of it. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $9 each, and you get half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the game, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 15th from noon to 2 p.m. during our home baseball doubleheader with South Adams. Here's a fun way to help out people in need. Our baseball and softball teams are having a competition to see which team can get the most donations for our local food pantry. On Thursday, April 13th, our Lady Indians will host Jay County, and the boys will host Delphus St. John's, and whichever team has the most donated items that night will get to pie their coaches in the face. And for every item you donate, you'll get a ticket to win prizes, so when you help others, you can also be a winner. Needed items include non-perishable food and personal care items like shampoo, deodorant, toiletries, etc. Get up to our new sports complex on Thursday, April 13th and support either the softball or baseball team with your donations. The winning team gets to pie their coaches after the game. This is going to be a lot of fun while you're helping to support local families. Softball versus baseball supporting our local food pantry, Thursday, April 13th. Get to the games and help out our friends.
We're back. Insight. Just a reminder that canned goods challenge is tomorrow night, correct, Neil?
Yes. Yes. And several people, there's been a couple of things on Facebook, I think it was, or somewhere, said, so just good chance to clean out your pantry, but you don't want to bring things that are expired, will expire, or are close to expiring, because they're not all going to get handed out tomorrow, and people will be using them this weekend. So it's okay to clean out your pantry a little bit and refresh it, but make sure there's months left on the before the sell-by date. So
For us, it's getting rid of our green beans.
You don't like green beans?
I can't eat green beans.
Oh, you can't eat them, or you don't like them?
Both.
Oh.
Yes.
So why did you buy green beans?
My wife likes them.
So you're not going to allow her to eat green beans anymore?
Not as long as we're married. A man's got his limitations.
And green beans is it.
Green beans is it.
Sound like one of my cousins. He wouldn't eat green beans to save his life.
So, So we're back talking to Tanya Hart and Matt Wendell about the Friezo. And so, Tanya, if like you could cover, so summer sports and what all does that include?
For the Friezo organization, yes, is just the baseball and the softball.
The baseball and softball, which doesn't sound like that much, except how many different leagues and teams are there?
So, a number of teams.
So there's like two age groups in each one, or is there three?
Well, T-ball is preschool, kindergarten.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Minor league is first and second grade.
Mm-hmm.
Major league is third and fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Little league is fifth and sixth. And pony league is seventh and eighth.
You guys do the pony league too?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. So, yeah. Wow. Now, do the girls have a similar thing to the pony league?
Yes, the girls have a pony league team.
Oh, so it's still called pony league?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so there's five different leagues.
Yes.
For each of the boys and the girls.
Yes.
Okay. So the who is so at the start of the season, okay, how do you begin to know how many coaches to line up or how many, I mean, because it's just a guess, isn't it?
Kind of, yes. So until we get all the registrations in that are due, like in January, we get all those numbers, and as directors, we sit down and see how many kids there are. Obviously, we don't want huge teams of 20 kids, so we try to break them down as best we can. But yeah, I know.
Do you have like an ideal number where you try to get 10 to 12, or is that about where you're trying to be?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's
on vacation, it's and they're not playing with six kids or something,
but, especially with the older grades.
Yeah, but you also don't want to have 15 kids because they can't all play at the same time, so somebody has to be out so the other kid can get in. So you don't want to be. Everybody wants to play as much as they can, but you need to have enough players each time. So, okay, yep.
Yeah, unfortunately, with the Pony League girls, we have like 17 girls. Not enough for two teams and one ginormous team. So I think she's going to
try to... Little League as well. We have 16 for Aubrey's grade. So
is that right?
Fifth and sixth. So.
Yep. Yeah, so
do each of these teams have a sponsor? As you know, like as far as a business.
No, what they do with the shirts is they just put every business that sponsored at whatever level it was. I think they split them up. Not all are listed on every shirt, but they split them somewhat equally, so everybody gets their name on all shirts throughout.
Okay, so there's no.
That's everything but pony.
My three, in major, little, and. Then Pony League girls, and then the boys that travel.
But they don't have the names on the back.
Yeah, they don't have the names on the back.
So just be T-ball and Coach
T-ball
Pitch.
Minor, yeah.
So they don't have, like, back, I remember there was always a Blue Flame team.
Yep.
So they don't have that. They have it's the different colors of shirts. Is that what
yes.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm sort of remembering from announcing the games over, you know, the championship games a few times.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Okay, good. It is now colors for the boys.
Yep.
Okay. And I think colors for the younger girls, too. I have to do numbers for the traveling girls.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure back then, but there's just too many businesses to try to equally distribute names.
Yeah.
Just not feasibly possible.
Yep.
So how many kids are involved in Friezo during the summer months? And I say summer months, but it's actually just basically like May and June,
weeks,
correct?
Yeah, it's like 6 weeks. Oh, how many kids? I don't have that number in front
of me. I bet
it's
20.
I would like 20
some
days.
Has to be at least 100 of each. Well, maybe not.
Yeah,
same number for 150 to 175 somewhere in
there. Yeah,
just
from rough math. Total.
Yeah, total. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know boys was super high.
Yeah. So that's me. It is so cool to have that many kids involved, and I think you have seen that trend kind of grow over the years, and I think part of it is the success of our high school teams. You know, kids like to see that, and then with the new fields, I can't help but think that that's going to stir up even more enthusiasm.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah. It's a nice facility. Keep using it.
So, Matt, I don't know whether you can come up with a number or not, but from a budget standpoint, what does it cost to run this for a season?
So basically, if you would just take the player fees that we have today, we haven't changed them since I've been here. I don't think they've been changed dollar value-wise for quite some time. And the amount that we bring in from concessions against the amount that it costs to run this thing.
Yep.
Without sponsorships, we'd be about 10 in the hole.
So, no kidding.
Essentially, you'd be looking at, you'd have to double your registration fee just to break even in a year.
Yeah. So when you say you'd be 10 in a hole, that means generally the registration fee generates about 10.
Yep.
And then it takes about 20 to run the whole operation.
Yep.
That is incredible. And that includes shirts and equipment. Umpires,
other towns for the older leagues that travel.
Yeah,
the pony and
yeah.
the little,
the yeah. tournaments at for the travel girls, we all have to pay in.
Yeah,
to be in that tournament. So, sure.
so the are all of the coaches' positions filled or. You know, you're sitting pretty good.
Yes, we actually have all the coaches ready.
Good.
Ready or not, they're coming.
So is that an arm-twisting thing, or do you have to kind of more people than you can use are volunteering, or is it different each year or each team?
Actually, for the leagues I take care of, fortunately, I had enough coaches. Thank you, Matt. I think Sierra was pretty good,
yeah,
if I remember right. I don't think she really
tried to wrangle anybody in.
Yeah. Tim, on the other hand, had to do some arm twisting to get enough coaches for the boys. So
it's probably not like that every year because depending on the kids that are playing, a lot of times their dads are naturals at helping out, and other times you have to find people that think, well, I can't do that. I can't. Well, you're not a professional coach. You're taking care of kids and showing them a couple of things that even I would be able to help them figure out because
yeah.
I would not be a good high school coach by any stretch or pony league coach when you can wrangle little kids and you know you're supposed to be over here doing this and this because you're talking about basics and even an idiot like me can figure out what the basics are and maybe help explain it to them. So.
Yeah, especially with the younger leagues.
Yeah.
The more parents that they can get on that diamond, the better.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, in a lot of things that you read, trying to find umpires is really a struggle. Is the same thing true here? Like, is it generally high school kids doing it?
Yes.
Typically.
Yeah.
Yep. Except for the Pony League. You get some certified umps to do the plate.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But other than that, I think it's basically all high school kids. Yep.
Yep.
And are we pretty much covered?
We're still working on that.
Yeah.
So if somebody is interested in making, you know, you can have a job and then in the evening you can go make a little bit more money. You know, if you're working for the town or helping a farmer or whatever it might be during the day, you can, is it the same for girls and guys? You're needing some on each side?
Yeah. Last year, the high school girls softball, a lot of the girls stepped up and helped with the girls, was tremendous. I know.
So the high school team was helping out. Oh, that's really good.
Yes. I'm hoping they'll step up and do it again. I know for the boys, Eric Post, the outgoing president, he usually took care of that. And, you know,
yeah,
he has enough boys that know enough other boys that I think he could get it filled.
Yep.
But
And it's, you get to watch the little kids do stuff and you get to make some money.
Yeah. And actually, with that being said, our umpire meeting is Sunday, April 23rd. At 1 o'clock.
So a week from this Sunday.
Yep, and that is in the community room at the SAC.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yep.
And that is for everybody interested in...
In being an umpire.
Being an umpire.
Yep.
7th grade and above, right?
I think that sounds right, yeah.
Now, do they... They don't need any kind of certification or anything. They just need to know what an out and safe is and a ball and a strike. And,
yes.
And be impartial, which, you know...
Yeah. So Dave Tobin comes in and kind of heads up that. Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. He's done it the last couple of years for us.
That's a really good thing. You know, his kids are past that, but he's still, you know, why not? He's just that's kind of person he is.
So. Yes, it is. So he's coming in to help out and just tell the kids what to look for and how to handle situations if they need to. So.
That's great.
Awesome. So, well, I tell you what, let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about, you know, I know that some of the deadlines have kind of passed, but if there's a mom or dad out there who they just moved into town or their kid didn't bring the paperwork home, what do they do? So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Fort Recovery Elementary and Middle School Drama Club will be presenting the musical Princess What's-Her-Name this weekend at the Auditoria with shows at 7 o'clock on Saturday night and again at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. This will be a fun and funny show starring students in our elementary and middle schools. They've been practicing for weeks, and this will be a very entertaining show for the whole family. So make plans now to see one of the shows this weekend. It's Princess What's-Her-Name, presented by the Elementary Middle School Drama Club, this Saturday at 7, then again on Sunday at 2 at the Auditoria. You don't want to miss this fun-filled musical presentation. The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, April 29th. They start picking up items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress and sofa items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for the village residents will be on Saturday, April 29th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
Just let me know when. We're back.
Yes, you do that every
watch
at least one
stick crackers in his mouth right now. I should ask him a question. So
hey, they're here to eat.
That's right.
They're not here to look at.
So we're back talking to a couple of Friezo representatives, Tanya Hart and Matt Wendell, and we've covered some of the costs and the sponsors. Is it worth or is it possible to mention all the sponsors, or is it so many that it's damn near impossible?
You have that memorized, don't you, Matt?
It's a total of 55 sponsors altogether.
Total of 55. Well, if like we need any filler, then we'll go ahead and name all 50. You know what? It's so cool to live in a town where you can find 55 businesses that are going to sponsor that. That is really awesome.
I would venture to guess that in this area, that's probably not real tough, but you get 30 miles from here, that might not be that easy.
Yeah. Oh.
And there are some towns around here that just don't have businesses in them. There's a thing here and there, but we were just talking about with somebody a little while ago about Arcanum. They're working on their restoring their opera house. And I was talking to Karen Myring. I said, they don't have any big businesses there. They got Brumbaugh's Fruit Farm and Trout Wine Chevrolet. And
what's that? Farmer Brown's.
But the last several times I've been by there, there's no cars there. There's nothing. There's nobody at work. So I don't know if they're open sometimes, seasonally. Yeah. I don't know.
But, we've lost focus.
Yes.
Okay.
But going back to the sponsors, they have some small ones, but they don't have big. They don't have Cooper Farms. They don't have JR. They don't have any of that. And it's so there's towns that are very good towns that just don't have a lot of businesses.
What Daniel's trying to say is, thank God we don't live in Arcanum.
Yeah, no, that's not. Arcanum's a very nice town. But it is so good that we have just all these businesses. And you said, you picked up two or three new big sponsors.
Yep.
So that's awesome.
One thing I will say with the sponsors, not to downplay the people that do donate money, but J&M does donate all the banners.
Oh, yeah.
All the artwork for the home plates and the baseballs, the baseball bats, all the signage for that, they donate the materials, the time. I just get them.
Yeah, they have the machine that can do that, and they are
the emblems
happy
of the
to
company
do that.
Once, and they design it up to fit their banners, and they go with it. So
that's awesome. They've done so much in so many different areas that it's not surprising that they play a major role in this too. Yeah,
and thank God I took over for Joe Kanapke that works there because I need something. Like Joe.
Hey Joe,
can you get somebody working on this?
That helped, doesn't it?
I'm going to say no isn't a word that they know very well.
Yeah. So we are here April 11th, 12th, whatever it is. 12th. When, from a schedule standpoint, when does practice begin? When do games begin?
For most of the older leagues, practices have already begun. The boys, what did we say, major? Major league starts
the 25th? 25th or 26th? Last week of April.
Yeah, last week of April.
25th is a Tuesday, so somewhere in there, yeah.
Yep.
So it's coming up.
Boys are Tuesday, Thursday. Girls are Monday, Wednesday.
Okay.
So...
So, if I've got a T-ball or a minor leaguer, when's their first game?
Probably about the last week, April. Is that April 2? Or?
Like middle, no, middle they're like May. Middle of May.
Middle of May? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, they're the closer to the middle of May.
Yep. I know I'm coaching Aubrey's grade, and what did I just say? May 10th is their first game.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and even though if they've kind of started practice and stuff, I don't remember if we said it on the air, but if you have a kid that wants to play and haven't gotten registered and all that, you can still jump in there. They'll find a team for you.
And if for some instance you signed up and you have not been contacted by a coach, please reach out to either our Facebook page or somebody you know.
Yeah.
That would get a hold of us, and we can tell you who the coach is of your child or if you didn't get the registration form.
Yeah.
Which is very possible with little ones.
Yes.
So let's talk about the Facebook page. Is there a Friso Facebook page?
Yes, it is the Fort Recovery Youth Sports Organization.
Okay. Page. And so you can go to Facebook, type that in, and it should
Once you start typing it in, when you get to youth, it just pops up there.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to type it all out. You can just pick it.
Fantastic. And Tanya, you have a list of things there to cover. Let's cover one of those.
What I have listed down here was just the positions within the organization, just to give out shout-outs to everybody that puts in all the hard work also. Our president, we actually have a new incoming president, Greg Diller. Eric Post is stepping away after 5 years. Yeah. His kids are past the youth sports, so thank you so much, Eric, for putting in the 5 years of your time. And treasurer, like Matt said, is himself. Our secretary is Julie Greasy. This is her first year. The boys director is Tim, my husband Tim. This is also his third year. Last year we started a boys pony league director because pony league for the boys is a lot. So Steve McCain stepped up to take that. So that was a huge load off of Tim's plate last year. So for the younger leagues, again, for T-ball minor is Sierra Wecker. I have the travel girls, which are the older ones. And then we just added, which was always a position within the organization, but it was never really recognized. We have a concession stand director now, and that is Emily Reinhardt. So she kind of helped last year a little bit. Her and Sierra kind of took it over because the first year Tim and I were stepped in, we had that too. So last year we kind of got Sierra and Emily in with it. So then Emily begrudgingly agreed to take it. So that would be a huge
weight off your shoulders.
Huge help.
So if you are a young couple, and I guess they don't have to be young, but if like you want to get involved, what's the best way to contact you guys?
You can text me and let me know you want to be treasurer.
Again, as I said, Tim and I are out this year, and I think Sierra's out this year, so we will have three pretty important positions to be filled.
Yeah. How I got a hold of them was going to their Friso page on Facebook. That's a way that you will get an answer.
And you know what? It's kind of cool that even though you may have to nudge some people, ultimately there's people out there that'll eventually step up and say, I'll do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you find that when you kind of, maybe coerce isn't the right word, but talk somebody into it, once they get into it, they have a lot of fun.
Yes. It sounds very intimidating.
I see that all the time.
It's really nice.
But yeah. And especially if there's a dozen people helping, nobody's going to let you fail. They're not going
to exactly. Whoever you're taking over for is not just going to, here you go, and see you later.
And the other people that are still left on the committee aren't, you know, everybody kind of at least has an idea what's going on. Everybody's going to help you.
So is the committee members the ones responsible for painting the lines on the field and, you know, for getting the field ready, or?
Actually, no, that is, the town does take care of that.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's another big help.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that helps the town, too, because in the past, they were paying somebody to do all of this, so it isn't costing them that director's salary, which was, I don't know what it was, but it was a lot more than it cost to paint the lines. So if they're getting rid of some cost, and they're still keeping the cost of some of the other things that they have always done, and it's, you know, that's a really good use of town money, to be real honest.
So does the park board help fund any of this? Like, is there any?
No, I mean, as far as funding on our end, there's nothing the park board donates to us or anything like that.
Yeah, I think they're just in charge of maintaining the grounds and not and throwing a little money in wouldn't necessarily hurt, but you don't need different input. It's good to have the parents in charge. It's just a very good way to
go. If they get the fields ready every night, we'll be happy.
Yep.
Yeah, you'd be thrilled. So, this is an off-the-wall question you may not know. How many balls and bats do you buy in preparation of the season?
Bats come and go.
Equipment directors, Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Curtis.
Your nephew, Curtis.
Sorry,
is
Curtis.
The equipment director.
Oh, equipment director. I didn't know that.
Yep.
So,
he takes care of all that. Balls-wise, I have no idea.
Dozens, I'm sure.
Many,
yeah.
I don't know how many he goes through.
I didn't pay attention this year at all with Aubrey, because I don't think I have to have control, but I did Wrigley in the past. I think every team got a dozen of good balls.
Yeah.
And then everything else is leftover ball. Every press box down at the Diamonds all have old buckets of balls, so you don't have to bring buckets every time you go to practice or anything like that, so everything's down there to use.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we try to reuse equipment. But
I think bats maybe one a year?
Yeah.
Per division or something?
Yeah,
maybe.
They last a while.
But tell
you what, helmets last okay? Batting helmets?
Yeah.
Yep. That's good.
Well, we're going to take a little break and come back and talk about old balls and old bats.
Okay.
When we come back.
This could be interesting.
Right after this.
So, Marcia won't like you talking about
it. I need another drink.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's Grab and Go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, there will be both baseball and softball on the air at 5 o'clock. Baseball at Parkway will be on our regular stream, Fort Recovery Radio, and softball hosting Parkway. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, Indians baseball will host the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays in an MAC contest, and you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio. On Saturday, it will be more baseball as we host the South Adams Starfires in a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. here on Fort Recovery Radio. That will also be the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinner fundraiser, with serving from noon to 2. Get your tickets ahead of time from any baseball player. More baseball this weekend, so get out to the games and help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't make it to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio, available worldwide at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery Radio, your anywhere and everywhere radio station.
The girls' softball diamond?
Yes.
That's what you're saying, right?
We're back. Yeah. What happened here? My commercials went crazy and
just skipped in the middle of everything. So
All that old balls and old bat conversation.
Yeah.
Neil Gowen.
Got me all screwed up.
Well, the old bat just screwed up the commercial, so we're back. Talking with the Friezo representatives, Tanya Hart and Matt Wendell, about all things sports, youth, organization related. And so one question that's come up is, so will there be any leagues that are going to be using the old high school diamond?
No. Unfortunately, we do not have a boys' pony league team this year.
Okay, so no boys' pony league.
No,
that's
not
sad.
This year.
Come on, kids. Play. Play ball.
Yeah, I don't know if these classes are lopsided, where they're girl-heavy and not a whole lot of boys. Yeah. I don't know. No boys' pony league this year. But so there won't be a whole lot at the old high school diamond, as far as I'm aware.
I think it's open for towns. You can reserve it for practices.
Okay.
The town's got it open, so.
Yeah, I know the freshman boys baseball has been using it quite a bit.
Yeah. And then, in the past, I think that the T-ball has been using, the field behind. Now, call it the old softball diamond, because that's what was always played down there, down by the park and down by the fort. Is that still going to be the case? Is that where?
No, they are actually getting moved. They will have a diamond.
All right.
Yeah, so the boys, the T-ball, is now going to be played on Diamond 1 at the pool park. Major League is getting bumped over to Diamond 2. Diamond 3 will have the Major League boys being played on that one. And the Little League boys will be playing at Fort Sight.
The Little League boys are at Fort Sight.
Yes. So T-ball will be playing on a diamond this
All
year.
All right. Well, cool. They'll think that's awesome.
They had been playing on the Ambassador Park side of the river with some grass cut down a little bit.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that was the only spot we could find.
Well, it's a lot better than nothing, but so that's good.
Yeah.
We're getting where we need to get.
Yeah, we said the slushy sales are going to skyrocket with the with preschool and kindergarten kids now.
T-ball back at the pool park. It's game on.
So, and talking about the concession part of it, if anybody's interested in helping out with the concessions, who'd you say they should contact?
So we actually, each team will have a night to work at the concession stand.
Okay.
So this is, again, we're parents. We need you to step up and help out. So, each team has one night in the concession stand. It worked out great.
And the concession stand is where? So is that
It's up on the hill between the shelter houses with where the restrooms are.
Okay. Okay, yeah. And then, so, Matt, do you have anything else to cover?
I feel like I'm doing all the talking here, Matt.
I guess following up with the concession stand, we are working on the slushy machine to get it rocking and rolling for the summer. We did purchase a new popcorn and hot dog machines.
Oh, awesome.
Just a little improvement there. And then back to the town, I know people that have worked in the past, it gets pretty warm in there when it's got a hot summer day. So they've put some attic fans and whatnot and try to get the hot air out of there. So this summer, people won't be as hesitant to help.
And people probably prefer their popcorn without sweat.
Yep.
Although it would add salt.
So hey, yep. Salt.
I like it salty.
So, Tanya, what have we missed?
Not a whole lot. I was just going to give shout-outs to the coaches. That's about all I had
Let's
left.
Definitely do that. Let's do that while
we're...
Do you
have anything else quick, Matt?
There's nothing else that I have to cover.
Yes.
So from a shout-out to the coaches, why don't you go ahead and kind of...
All right, so I'll start with the girls' coaches here. For our T-ball league is Nick Bruins, Sarah Collig, Christy Warkamp, and Sierra Wepker. The minor league coaches are, again, Nick Bruins, Sarah Collig, and Sierra Wepker, and the other one is Ann Guggenbiller. Major league coaches are Amy Wendell, Jen Garkey, and Rich Greasy. And our little league girls coach is Matt Wendell. Thank you, Matt. And our pony league girls coach is Rachel Tin. I know she did it last year, and it was she was great. So on the boys' side, our T-ball coaches are Mark Wellman, Troy Metzger, Frank Tin, and Toby Metzger. Our minor league is Ryan Lamb, Chris Guggenbiller, Steve Diller, Brad Bretz, and Kyle Schlater. There are five minor league teams. Major league is Donnie Bird, Terry Wendell, Travis Heikamp, and Jeff Holman. And little league boys are Craig Evers, Johan Niekamp, and Jason Andrews.
Fantastic. And we thank those men and women for going out there. And yeah, it's so neat. Crew was in probably T-ball last year. And, you know, to watch those kids who range from not having a clue to having themselves videotaped on their swing, you know, to make sure that, you know, and it's so neat seeing those different things. And you just hope that the good kid doesn't throw the ball to the bad kid because he's going to get hit right in the head with it.
They use the softballs for that week.
That's a very good choice. So, well, you know what? I think that we want to make sure that that we give the contact information out again. Okay? If you need to contact anybody about getting a kid registered, if you want to help volunteer... pretty much, if you want to help volunteer coach, you just talk to the head coach, and I'm sure they would gladly accept the
absolutely.
The help.
And probably if somebody wants to be a sponsor of any sort, they've got what, four or five different levels of sponsorship.
Three.
Okay. Yep. So all I have to do is
contact Matt.
Contact
and
Matt
money.
Or go on the. Friso or stop down there when they start playing, they'll get you at least figured out. And you know, if you want to help, they'll let you help. Yeah.
And a great source of information is the Friso Facebook page.
Yep.
Correct.
Start typing in Fort Recovery Youth Sports Organization. By the time you get to the Y and the O and youth, it's going to pop up, and then you just click on it and you get a lot of information there. And like I say, I just went to the message thing and got with them there. So real easy way to get a hold of somebody.
Yeah. Who monitors that?
I do. Sierra Wepker and Julie Greasy. All three of us have it. So
guys, I tell you what, it has been a pleasure. You're more than welcome to stick around and listen to Rocker, because I'm sure he's going to have something as entertaining as hell.
Yeah, we usually make fun of him, so yeah. It's a lot of fun. He's always right, but we still have to give him grief. I don't know why that is, but he's got all that stuff in his head, and it's unreal. So.
Tanya, Matt, thanks for what you guys are doing for this summer program. And Tanya, you listed 8 or 10 people that have all played a pretty big role in this. And it's what makes Fort Recovery.
It does.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with Rocker's top 10 list, right?
Sure. No, Jack, it's this day in pop culture history. Every week it's that.
I know, but every week I say, hey, Rocker, come up with a top 10 list.
And he does 3 times a week, just not on your show.
We might be back after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real, and it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI. Not real. Come on.
We're back.
Well, hi, Jack.
Hey, Rocker, how are you, young man?
Another super week.
That's good.
I'm going to give you a heads up.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We are a week on the Tuesday birthdays, celebrity-wise.
Oh, no. Let's make some up, then.
But the rest of it's pretty good.
Pretty good. We don't want pretty good. We want awesome. We want your regular awesome.
What can an owl see that no other bird can see? This is a little trivia question. What can an owl see that no other bird can see?
This show ending?
No,
I don't think that's the answer he was looking for.
Neil, you know? Rocker? You know, you're smart. smart ass. The color blue.
Why is that, Jack?
I don't know. Owls are the only bird that can see the color blue.
Well, you didn't say bird. You said thing. The only thing.
No, the only. I said bird.
Okay. So we'll check it out in the.
So
in
my
the archives.
My question is.
Okay.
How do they know?
How do they the owls?
Scientists.
They just ask the owls. They're wise owls. They'll tell you.
Bob.
What?
Owls are the only bird that can see the color blue. Turkey heads are blue, but they can't see the color blue.
Yeah, they eat turkey heads.
Yes. But how would a scientist determine that?
Well, maybe you're asking the wrong people. Why don't you ask a scientist?
I would say looking at the expressions on their face, I think I am.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Is this your time he's interrupting?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Robert. I just thought that was interesting.
That was interesting to you.
Boys, do we have a guest on Sports Talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then we better get this show going.
Yes.
You guys are roaring today, I know.
April 11th, 1966, Fred Sinatra records for the first time ever Strangers in the Night.
Strangers.
Turns out he hated the song.
He hated that.
Really?
No, he did.
That's his dad.
I hate that song. Strangers in the Night. Exchanging glances.
Lovers. I'm going to pull your microphone a little bit toward you because you moved rockers when you pushed it away. Okay, now you can pull it toward your rocker instead of sitting to the side of it.
I'm doing good.
What year was that?
1968.
66.
Oh. Yeah. 1932.
Judging by that, we'll move on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
1976, a meeting in a California garage would lead to the biggest computer company ever, Apple.
Yeah.
76.
Do you really want me to repeat that again?
No.
So.
Jack had that glazed look on his face, that's why.
Who's involved?
Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs. The two Steves.
Steve Ballmer.
I think that's a different group. I thought he was Microsoft. Maybe not.
April 12th, 1981.
Could be Steve Lawrence. Edie Gourmet.
There you go.
If you're doing all Steves.
1981, the first reusable space shuttle
condom
is sent up in the air.
Reusable? Condom.
What's the name of it? Columbia?
Columbia.
Spartacus.
Spartacus.
Yep. What was the name of the first space program?
Apollo.
American or Russian? Because Russian was first.
American.
Oh.
Apollo?
Well,
the Mercury 7.
How about Gemini?
Yeah,
when did Neil Armstrong die?
Wow.
Stumped him. Yeah!
He's leafing through the pages.
Well, I was trying to get this gimmick going, but it's been probably about 2 or 3 years ago.
No, it's been more than that.
Has it?
I'd say 2016.
I'd say it's pretty close.
Yeah, so 2012. Been 11 years.
Wow. You were way off.
I was way off.
Stump the rocker.
Stump the rock.
Okay.
Nope.
2004. You gotta love this.
2004.
National Licorice Day is established.
Well, that's awesome.
National what?
Licorice.
Licorice Day.
Love red licorice.
Well then.
That's pretty weak. Now wait.
We got.
You researched this, right?
Yes.
Well, he goes on a thing, and they tell him the things that are going on, yeah. He didn't just come up with stuff just saying it. I'm not sure what you're getting at, but it sounds like you're accusing him of something.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
What's next?
Happy birthday time.
Ooh, I love it.
There's the one you got to talk to. I'm trying to keep us going. Tuesday, we got Madison Evans and Steve Diller.
Oh, that's good. I have Chelsea Happy Collig birthday. Also.
Chelsea Collig.
And Jeff Vaughn.
Jeff Vaughn!
And Brianna Kanapke was...
Deanna Kanapke.
No, Brianna, that's married to Jeremy. Can't remember what... can't remember the name. Which lived down on the state line. Anyway. Right.
George Lopez.
Thursday we got...
George Lopez
From Portland?
Yeah.
All right.
Love George. Thursday we got Kent Monkamp, the owner of the NOs.
Athletic director.
Oh. What about today?
I got nothing.
I have Kevin Will. That's about all I got.
Or King Bob's brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's Bill. No, it's not Bill.
Debbie
brother.
Tucker.
Debbie Tucker.
I don't know who Debbie
Old
Tucker
Deb
is.
Tucker was a hell of a man. What? He brushed his teeth with the frying pan.
Combed his hair with a wagon wheel. And he died with a toothache in his heel. Said, get out the way, old Dan Tucker. You're too late. Stay for supper.
Supper's over. Breakfast cooking. Old Dan Tucker standing there looking.
What did this become, the Andy Griffith Show?
We're the darlings.
We could only wish. that always makes me cry. Don't play that, Paul. It always makes me cry.
Since in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, thank God this is about over.
This is a good one.
Carl Plyman.
What?
Hey.
Carl Plyman.
I like Carl Plyman. Plyman. Carl Plyman's a good man.
You want to tell Carl he's not worth it?
What do you have a problem with Carl Plyman? Or did you're hoping for somebody else?
I mean,
you're hoping it'd be you.
Have I been a citizen of the day yet?
Yeah.
Was I?
I don't think so.
When I was gone?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah. But we, yeah.
Thank you.
We're happy you were gone, so made you citizen
Thank you,
of the day.
How about Matt Wendell?
Celebrity birthday time.
Ooh, Matt Wendell. Celebrity birthday.
Yeah.
April 11th. Dual Chris Joe Cray is 91 today.
Who? Crystal
Cray. Joe Cray.
Joel Gray.
Joel Jeff Gray.
The guy from Cabaret.
Very yeah. good. Thank God somebody's with me.
I might be with you. I still don't like you.
Singer Josh Stone is 36.
Josh who?
Stone.
Josh Stone.
Josh Stone. Mm-hmm. Don't know who that is.
This show is brought to you by Hearing Aids.
Raise me up when I can fly the hero.
That's Josh Groban.
Groban. Not Grogan.
Okay. What else you got?
Groovin. Groovin, that's Young Rascals.
Groovin. Today on a Sunday afternoon.
That's a different song, but it's nice. That's pretty, Jack. Maybe if you improve just a little, I'll let you
I
be
like
in that,
that
elementary play this weekend. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
oh, that could be your awesome. Welcome song.
Yeah.
Groovin.
Are we done?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably Rocker not. Needs a walk-up song.
Yep.
Yeah, what would your walk-up song be, Rocker?
Well, let's see. Sharp-Dressed Man is pretty good.
Yeah,
but
you
maybe
go.
You ought to be one instead of wearing T-shirts and whoa, Notre Dame whoa. Stuff.
Whoa.
We can't award you Sharp-Dressed Man wearing Notre Dame stuff.
You ask me what song, and I tell you, I get the old...
Well, that's the only reason we asked you, so we had one more thing to yell at you about.
Your papers were about ripped up.
Well, that's...
It should be.
This would have been...
Jack!
This is terrible.
We're usually worse.
Okay, today's birthdays. Herbie, one hit.
Hancock
is 83.
He's in a wheelchair.
Herbie Hancock. So you said one hit. He was a big jazz
yeah,
guy.
Herbie
so
Hancock.
So what was his one hit if he only had one
Rocket.
Hit?
Rocket Man?
Rocket. That's his the song is Rocket.
Rocket.
I didn't name I didn't name the damn song.
He drives a 455
this one.
Rocket Man. I'm going to skip a little bit ahead so I maybe find somewhere they're playing part of the song.
It's an instrumental, this sunshine.
Well, it's always instrumental, but there's all I'm hearing is drums.
Oh,
you
don't sing?
No, not much. Okay,
what else you
got? I don't remember ever hearing this.
Ed O'Neill is 77.
Eddie Murphy.
Married with Children.
Very good. Once
Ooh,
again,
American Family.
Somebody's playing along.
Who'd you say 77?
Ed O'Neill.
57.
Ed O'Neill, 77.
Oh, 77?
Ed O'Neill
yes.
was 77.
Yes.
Here's the Herbie Hancock song I've heard. So I think if they'll play it, Watermelon Man.
Watermelon Crawl. If you drink, don't drive, do the Watermelon Crawl.
I'll bet the wild.
George Strait.
I'll bet the wild in August.
George
Strait.
Tracy Bird. George Strait and Tracy Bird.
George Strait and Tracy Bird.
He stopped loving her.
That's George today. Jones.
Who's that?
George Jones.
He's coming too. He's coming
Where? Too. What county did the Watermelon Crawl Ooh. Take place?
Fulton,
Tuscaloosa, Texas.
Valdosta.
No. Rhine.
Watermelon
Rhine.
Watermelon Rhine.
Yep. Rhine County Watermelon Festival ahead.
So is that the Rhine, like the River Rhine, or what?
Huh? No, it's...
Like the Rhine River? What Rhine? I never heard of... I don't know what you're talking
about. That's in the song.
All right.
Okay. And he heard of...
So what Rhine?
That's me.
R-Y-N-E? Like Rhine Post?
Rhine Sandberg?
Carl Sandberg?
Carl David Black. Letterman turned 76.
Who?
David Letterman turned 76.
Yep.
That's hard to believe. David Letterman? I thought he'd be older than that. Some bitch ain't been on forever.
Andy, don't call me Al Pacino Garcia, is 67.
Andy Garcia, 67. I yes. don't think he would be older.
Yeah.
Vince Fish Gills is 66.
You don't like Vince Gill?
That's
I thought you said fish gill.
That's very yeah. good.
Oh, you're Chris Berman. Back, 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 yeah, yeah. Okay, gosh. I got you.
Thank God somebody's playing along.
Vince Gill.
And Shannon Doherty is 52.
One dime.
We are out of here. At least I'm out of here.
Why? What you got? Is, what yeah. you got?
He's got an appointment at the Brick Street Tavern.
Yes, and she's a lot prettier than looking.
Yeah, it's that lady with
oh,
a,
really?
It's the lady with the yellow... little car from Indiana.
No, not her. Good huh? God, no. I'd hang myself.
You were smooching Rocker, on her last
I
night.
I was listening.
Rocker, I went up to her last night to get a little beverage, and you're smooching on her.
You know better than that.
Were you all over?
No.
So, me and Rocker was talking at the beginning of the show. If he was a celebrity, what other celebrity would you choose to marry?
Or just hang around with for a couple of years?
Rocker said, who'd you say?
Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood, that's a good choice.
That's a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
Bubba, what you got?
I don't know. I'm
thinking somebody in my age group, so like maybe Angela Lansbury.
Dead.
Betty White.
Murder, she wrote.
Betty White.
She wrote.
Catch somebody in my own age group.
Who would yours be, Jack?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh. Yeah.
She's not your age group.
She's pretty close.
How old is Sandra Bullock?
She's not that old.
Yeah, she's 60, probably, isn't she?
Bet she's pushing 60.
Well, if she is, she sure in hell don't look it.
Jack don't look 65.
No.
67.
Fee, who do you got?
Pretty Woman.
Julia Roberts.
There you go.
Who?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And Erin Brockovich.
Erin Brockovich was her.
Yeah. Yeah. Says that Sandra Bullock is 58. So
yeah.
60-ish. Yeah.
Jack, you can't see you doinking a 58-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Well, and Sandra's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The phrase... What was that for? Doinking? Is this 1970 again?
You say you'd want to see him do that? Is that what I heard you say? You said I'd like to see him do that.
67.
He's only 67?
He's
oh, my God.
Andy Garcia and Jack, same age.
Yep.
Life's been hard.
Been hard.
Anything else, Rocker?
No.
You've been a potpourri of knowledge today.
Yeah.
National Licorice Day? I mean, how could you top that?
Just about
National
anything else.
Siblings Day yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's your siblings? Give them a shout out.
We got Rod and...
Rod and Real. Is that his wife, Real?
No, Rod's in Minnesota. Brother Dickie here in town.
All right. Yep.
The rest of them are in the
How
cemetery.
I
don't know. I guess pretty good.
Good.
We'll get to see him when the golf cart season starts.
Yeah, he'll be out.
Yeah.
Yep.
We getting you a golf cart yet?
Well, you got to talk to you know who about that one.
Who?
I can't mention his name because we, you know.
Jared?
Yeah.
No, we will take care of Jared. He ain't nothing.
Gee, send your letters and... Hate mail to Bubba.
Why can't you have a golf cart?
Because he can't drive.
Right?
He's a terrible driver.
I don't have a driver's license.
Have you ever had your license?
Well, no, because that's kind of the point.
He has to pass a test.
We got to get him. We're going to get him driving.
Yep.
That's not safe for anybody.
Well, check.
Ask Mongo about that.
Or Bill.
Yeah.
Brother Bill.
Yeah.
Not good?
It's not pretty. It's like Ted Kennedy.
Well, Bill only had to. Bill had to rebuild part of his campground when Rocker drove out there. I think we probably.
So, for Ted Kennedy, Rocker Bonville, and the whole crew, drive safe out there, everybody.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.